Sometimes the transition from being a soldier to being a civilian is more difficult than any battlefield assignment. Readjustment sometimes means trouble finding a job, and in some cases, no permanent place to live. From the time he was discharged from the U.S. Army back in 1990, life has been a struggle for 46-year-old Jeff Skinner.
You know, I've battled with drug addictions, alcoholism, mental issues. So that kind of hit a peaking point once I left the military.
Skinner bounced from place to place and was in and out of treatment programs. Late this summer, after he was discharged from a Waterloo hospital, he found himself without a place to live. Blackhawk County Veteran Affairs Executive Director Kevin Dill says there's an average of 5 to 30 homeless veterans in the county each month.
Some of them have nowhere to go. They just go back to the street, back to living in their car, back to living in their friend's couch, or sometimes the Catholic Worker House will have a space for them.
In August, the first of two new housing options became available. Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa opened a four-bedroom home in Cedar Falls. Steve Tissue is Vice President of Human Services for Goodwill.
It is a good fit for Goodwill. It's been our mission for a long time to help people with disadvantages, disabilities. We operate many houses like this that are for people with disabilities. When we started talking about the veterans program, this kind of became a natural fit.
Tissue says Goodwill also provides transportation for such things as doctor's appointments and financial counseling. In return, they employ the vets in entry-level positions, so they're able to help with rent on a sliding scale basis.
We're kind of here for a short-term solution for them. They're off the streets, they're in a home, and if somebody else can step up and take them to that next level, great. If you can't, if you've got to be here for a while, that's okay too. We haven't put a time frame on saying you need to be out in 30 days or 60 days.
Soon after the Cedar Falls house was ready, Jeff Skinner moved in. He says having a place to live and a job is helping him adjust to life without a uniform.
I mean, it feels good. I have something to look forward to each and every day. I work like anybody else does. I work Monday through Friday, and I have Saturday and Sunday off. And so, yeah, I feel like a normal human being again.
Just 10 miles east in Waterloo, another housing option is taking shape. An anonymous donor has given a house to the nonprofit group Americans for Independent Living. Director Tim Combs says after some extensive renovation, it will serve as a homeless shelter for veterans.
About 1,000 square foot house. It's built in 1910. The family owned it until 2005. It's got good sized living room, dining room, kitchen area, 3 bedrooms upstairs. It'll have 2 bathrooms in it. Full basement, so been pretty decent. It's a decent structure.
Combs says his goal is to get the project finished before the snow flies, but it will take donations of labor, supplies, and good old elbow grease.
Some skilled trades volunteers would be great. Electrical issues that need to be handled, plumbing issues. Then other than that is somebody that can help and screw drywall on and paint and clean up from that. Some volunteers would be excellent to have that would be willing to stay here for maybe a shift once we get some individuals in to oversee.
Combs does have a foundation as far as funding is concerned. His agency got a $100,000 donation from President-elect Donald Trump's foundation at a fundraiser at Drake University this past January. VA Director Kevin Dill says both projects go a long way to help struggling veterans find a path to more stable life.
The veterans that have gone over to the home in Cedar Falls, a number of them have gotten jobs. A number of them have now living in their own apartment, on their own, going to work. It's been a good thing, and if we can just get this house done, it'll be a good thing for some other veterans.
Additional housing for other Northeast Iowa vets will also soon be available. Goodwill Industries plans to open a similar veterans house in Dubuque before the end of the year. In Waterloo, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.